As the war went on month after month with appalling loss of life, the financial costs continued to grow. Australia entered the war with a public debt of £333 million, £230 million of which was raised on the London financial markets. Early estimates put Australia's cost of financing the war at £40 million, but this proved to be far too low. London couldn't meet the eventual demands to raise £250 million, so the Australian government turned to the Commonwealth Bank to come up with new ways to plug the gap. Under Governor Dennison Miller, CBA took the lead in organising and managing all of Australia's war loans through a central war loan committee. These fundraising efforts, which included the release of 10 bonds through public subscriptions, resulted in a huge amount of work for staff, already stretched due to enlistments. Bernice Pitcher, who joined CBA in 1916, described the pressure associated with the paperwork.
When war loans were being issued at short intervals, we worked night after night till 10 o'clock for months. The dining room was opened and we were served a meal for sixpence.
To entice people into purchasing bonds, military equipment such as tanks were used at public meetings to draw the crowd and show how the money was to be spent. A full-size replica of a Navy destroyer was set up outside the Money Box building in Martin Place with a large sign that read, "Save and serve, buy a war loan bond." When the war ended, the financial pressures facing the country did not let up, with three peace loans raised, the last of which was named the Digger's Loan. The proceeds of this used to cover repatriation costs, including the construction of homes for returned soldiers. In a relatively short time, CBA had established itself as the government's banker. Governor Dennison Miller later recalled,
"When the bank first started, we started in a very small way, and then the war came on. We were faced with the position of having to step into the breach and to practically control the finances of Australia, which we did."
With hard currency in short supply and the need to pay for munitions, amongst other things, the bank was called upon to organise a number of urgent and secret shipments of gold on the government's behalf. Preparation and packing of the precious metal for shipment happened overnight. On one such occasion, a load of 1 million sovereigns, each worth $945 in today's money, was carried down the Swan River in Perth in small boats by bank staff under naval escort, and later transferred to a larger ship destined for London. Sometimes these shipments were suspended or abandoned because of enemy naval threats.